Welcome to the June 12th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. I'm site editor Colin Steele. The temperature isn't the only thing that's heating up as summer approaches. The VMware versus Microsoft battle is too. VMware has told Veeam Software to stop supporting the free ESXi hypervisor in its new product, Veeam Backup and Replication 3.1. The move raises questions about VMware's approach to ESXi. Is ESXi really for production environments, or is it just a trial product designed to entice customers into buying advanced editions? This question could pose major problems for VMware, because Microsoft is releasing Hyper-V R2 on October 22nd. That's the latest version of its own free hypervisor, which will offer live migration and other advanced features. Here to discuss these developments is Alex Barrett, the news director for SearchServerVirtualization.com. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Hi, Colin.
Before we get into the VMware versus Microsoft battle, can you tell us why VMware told Veeam to stop supporting ESXi?
Sure. Publicly, VMware didn't want Veeam to support ESXi, the free version, because they were making use of undocumented APIs. Privately, there's speculation that Veeam supporting the free ESXi was giving customers less of an incentive to upgrade to the paid versions.
And what was the reaction from Veeam?
Veeam was very publicly disappointed. However, they complied with VMware's wishes and will not support it in new versions.
How do you think the move will affect potential customers, especially SMBs that are deciding between VMware and Microsoft?
Well, for existing customers, it will have the effect of nothing at all. Because they won't support the new version, they'll stay on the existing version. They won't upgrade to ESXi 4. Going forward, it depends on how big of an incentive Veeam Backup is for these customers. When Veeam comes out with support for Hyper-V, it's likely that many of these customers that want a free hypervisor will switch to Hyper-V. At least that's what partners say.
So we have this controversy over ESXi support. Some existing VMware customers are running into licensing problems as they try to upgrade to vSphere 4, while others are complaining about its high price tag. And this is all happening right during the build-up to Hyper-V R2. Is VMware in any kind of trouble?
Is VMware in trouble? I think if VMware thought it was in trouble, it would have dropped its prices with vSphere 4 rather than raise them. My feeling is they're operating under the make hay while the sun is shining MO, and that we might see some price changes once Hyper-V R2 is released and also when Zen Server 5.5 is available. But in the meantime, it's business as usual.
News Director Alex Barrett, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. Hyper-V R2 isn't the only new virtualization product coming down the pike for Microsoft. This week, the company also put out the release candidate for System Center Virtual Machine Manager R2. New features in the release candidate include quick storage migration, rapid virtual machine provisioning, host compatibility checks, and live migration queuing, which lets users schedule multiple live migrations, even though Hyper-V can only perform one at the same time. The release candidate bits are available for download at connect.microsoft.com. And in one final piece of news, we're pleased to announce that This Week in Virtualization is now available on iTunes. You can now subscribe to the podcast, and iTunes will download new episodes automatically every week. So make sure to check it out. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.